You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
What's up, everybody? Eddie Greer III for the Purple Project Podcast, the daily edition. That's right, the daily edition. We're gonna try out something new starting this week, starting right now, is a daily edition of the Purple Project Podcast. K-State fans, where we usually always talk about K-State athletics, what's going on with K-State athletically, and of course, football, volleyball, basketball, baseball, you name it. We will talk about it at some form on this podcast, but I mentioned daily, that's right. So we have our normal weekly show with my co-host Alex Aiden, but that will still keep going every week. That will still be there, but this will be hopeful addition to the podcast where there's always something going on each and every day on K-State campus athletically. There's news going out, especially the episode that we've talked about last week, me and Alex discussed about transfers that's been always going on, recruiting, things like that. So you're going to hear at least 5 to 10 minutes of a daily dose of the Purple Project Podcast, and that includes the weekly episodes of the Triple P, the Purple Project Podcast. That is right, Eddie Greer III coming to you from, of course, Manhattan, Kansas, folks. So this will be an addition to this podcast. We want to continue coverage of K-State athletics. There's just so much going on out there, or around here right now, that we can't miss a beat. So let's just get on to the first daily episode. This is going to be short and sweet. And of course, you can find the Purple Project Podcast wherever you get your podcasts: Apple, Spotify, Radio.com, and more. The Purple Project Podcast, K-State's newest addition to the podcast world. Okay, so real quick on this edition, of course, K-State's football and volleyball team were in action. And of course, we're going to start with volleyball. And over the weekend, they got swept by third-ranked Baylor. They lost the first game in four sets. And then on the season finale, they got swept by third-ranked Baylor on the road there, as K-State finished up 10-6. While Baylor finished 13-3 overall. Of course, K-State losing all three sets, 25-18, 25-23 in the second set, and of course, the last set, all Baylor, 25-13. And K-State's dominant performer, of course, we talked about her last week on the episode of the Purple Project Podcast, Bren Carlson, at 10 kills in the season finale at Baylor. Kaylee Fernholz had 5 kills, Jaden Nimbard 4 kills, and Abigail Archibald had 3 kills and 3 blocks in the season finale. And of course, we talked about it again going back to the weekly episode last week. K-State finished in the highest seed in the conference since 2008. So huge accomplishment there. We'll find out where K-State lands here down the road. Obviously, they have that 48 NCAA tournament going on. Well, coming up this spring, hopefully, with what's been going on with the pandemic. So we'll see what happens there. K-State getting swept, and it broke, snapped for the volleyball team. A 5-game winning streak heading into the series with Baylor. Of course, K-State losing both those games down there in Waco. And finally, football. What else you can say here, folks? K-State gets shut down and shut out in Ames, Iowa, against the 17th-ranked Iowa Cyclones, folks, 45-0. And to be honest with you, did not see this coming. Obviously, so much more on this game coming up in the weekly edition of the Purple Project Podcast with my co-host, Alex Aiden. But yeah, Brock Purdy, 16 of 20, 236 yards, 3 touchdowns in the ballgame. And Breece Hall, we said it on last week's show.
We've been making joy for over 100 years.
We said a lot of things on the show there. Excuse me there. An ad popped up on my computer. I apologize about that. But Breece Hall, we talked about that a little bit. Or actually a lot on the podcast last weekend. He was doing Breece Hall things. Over 100 yards rushing. Continues that streak. 15 carries. 135 yards. 2 touchdowns in the ballgame. Xavier Hutchinson for Iowa State, 6 catches, 100 yards, receiving 111 exact, and a touchdown with that as well for K-State. The answer now How do you bounce back from this? Well, I have no idea. I mean, I predict, you truly predicted them to lose in a close game. Nothing like we saw in Ames, just nothing. And in the fourth down stop in the first quarter, kind of set the tone there for the day for K-State, going for a fourth down where you should have took points. They're in that situation. There's been some questionable calls in the red zone this year for K-State offensively. I'm gonna save my spiel for the weekly podcast. Both quarterbacks end up playing. Will Howard getting benched in the second half for Nick Aust. Will Howard only 3 of 9, 32 yards passing. Nick Aust 6 of 10, 44 yards. Will Howard got picked off in this game, and that was the nail in the coffin for him to sit the bench. Deuce Vaughn 7 carries, 44 yards. Leading rusher for K-State, and of course, Sebastian Taylor, 2 catches for 37 yards for the receiving core for K-State. Leading tackler for K-State coming out of Ames, Cody Fletcher, 9 total tackles in this ball game. 7 of those were solo. The second person behind him was Wayne Jones with a total of 6, followed by Daniel Green with also 6 as well. Cody Fletcher and Daniel Green, of course, had to get the start in this game due to critical, huge losses in the linebacking core with Elijah Sullivan and Justin Hughes did not make the trip up there. And boy, did that cost K-State dearly in hopes to even stay in this race. But you can pretty much, yeah, it's pretty much a wrap, folks, for us in the football for the Big 12 championship. In 2020, there's so many issues right now. There's just nowhere to start for K-State. So, man, 45-0 against Iowa State in Farmageddon, which Iowa State put the belt to us. And, man, at halftime, it was 35-0 there. So, fortunately, it wasn't worse. But the score, it just speaks for itself there. K-State had nothing for Iowa State in this ball game, 45-0. With his final score in this one, K-State falls obviously out of the Big 12 title race. There's no more talk about that. 4-4 overall, 4-3 in the conference now as they'll get ready to take on Baylor this weekend. And Baylor open up as the favorite in the ball game. I think when I last checked, it was 5, if I'm not mistaken, there by Baylor there. So K-State opens up an underdog here, whereas most people would have thought here, at least here in Kansas, that we would be favoring this ball game. But the recent performances, especially the one we put up in Ames, another lackluster performance on the road. K-State drops from 3rd to 6th in the conference at 4-3. They're tied with West Virginia there for 5th in the conference. So, yeah, a lot of questions to be answered for this team. Are they going to be able to finish strong? Going to find out in the next 2 games because the way the thing's going right now, we talked about transfers and everything else, injuries, things like that, not looking good for the K-State football team. Remember, you can follow me at Eddie_EG3 on Twitter. And again, the Purple Project Podcast with my co-host Alex Aiden. Again, we will still have weekly episodes of the podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcast. Y'all know to do Wildcat Nation. This is going to be something new that I'm going to incorporate to this podcast. Again, there's so much going on with basketball coming into the picture this week on Wednesday. Figure why not bring a daily dose of the Purple Project Podcast. Again, Eddie Greer III for the Purple Project Podcast saying thank you for tuning in to this daily edition on Monday, November 23rd, 2020. Go Cats. We'll talk to you on the other side. This is the Purple Project Podcast. You know the deal, folks. Tell your friends about us. We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.